Part of the $1.35 million provides funding for an implementation officer to coordinate the rollout of the strategy. Greg Mipsford is the National Wild Dog Management Facilitator.
Part of those funds will be used to employ an action plan implementation officer, so someone to provide additional support to roll out some of the activities. Those activities include, you know, maintaining that national governance and keeping those national committees and groups together so that we continue to get the input from stakeholders into the direction of wild dog control. We'll also be looking at improving and developing on training for pest animal controllers or wild dog controllers. We'll also continue to develop our extension and training, so, you know, continuing on with developing the landholder extension program. That's just some of the issues. We're looking at developing standardised reporting and metrics. We still find it very difficult to actually give a national figure for the impacts of wild dogs because their impacts are measured differently between jurisdictions.
So how does the plan actually influence what a grazier is doing trying to combat wild dogs on their property?
Yeah, look, the plan itself is there to ensure that the work that's being done on ground now continues into the future. There's always consistent risks and we're always dealing with consistent threats to the current tools that we have. You know, 1080 is probably a classic example of that. We've also got new tools coming in line, and so those new tools need to be rolled out effectively. And what we want to do is see that the dead delivery is actually more consistent between states. One of the big issues we have from stakeholders is that, you know, despite the fact they can look across the state border, that the rules and regulations around using different tools vary so much. So with the new technologies and new toxins, we really want to try and get them, you know, as similar in use between the states as possible to avoid that frustration. And we want to make sure that those tools get rolled out in the best possible way so that people have confidence in using them and using them properly from the start. So that's just some of the things that people will see on ground. I guess the other thing that's already evolved, you know, the local government wild dog advisory groups that we've got in all of the southwestern shires, 13 of those, you know, they're working far more collectively now, working across the local government boundaries and delivering coordinated programs. Those guys now have more of a say at a state level through the Queensland Dog Offensive Group, and we've got those structures in place now in each of the states right across the country. So I guess the action plan is really about ensuring that those processes continue going forward and that the thoughts and the concerns and the input from stakeholders is firmly entrenched in how we go forward on wild dog management activities.
From a government perspective, the plan's used to guide funding.
But I guess in my discussions with Minister Joyce last week, the fact that he's got a plan, he can look at the objectives, he can see how any additional funding will be utilised, gives them much more greater confidence that any funding, such as the money that that's just been put up through the drought funding, will actually be delivered on ground and get effective outcomes for stakeholders. And by providing additional funds through drought funding and other initiatives, now Mr Joyce had far more confidence that the outcomes were going to be delivered at a stakeholder level, and really that's all we can hope for. And the action plan gives a bit of commitment around how those funds could be utilised and how landholders will be able to access them and deliver those on-ground outcomes in the long term.
It's an announcement that Southwest Queensland sheep producer Jim McKenzie welcomes, saying it's good news that wild dogs are now nationally recognised as a pest of significance. But he says he hopes it's funding that will continue rolling through.
We hope it doesn't go away. We hope this is not a one-off and it is ongoing. This sort of attention and money that's coming, but this gives us a great chance to, you know, get out there, do better baiting programs, better trapping programs. You know, the fences are probably going to come into play in this instance too. All that money for them is probably going to come through the NRMs or something like that. But yeah, it's all gathering sort of momentum to actually help us get ahead of the dog problem.